Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. I'm talking about what happened at the United Nations about 3 days ago. And that is the French ambassador to the United Nations delivered his oration to the United Nations General Assembly, which he rightly criticized the US record on human rights. And it came just after the United States introduced sanctions on dozens of countries on the largely specious basis that there was forced labor. Now, there really is forced labor in places like China, North Korea. They have frank slavery. And okay, there's people trafficking in probably every country, and it's terrible some people are tricked into this. And in that sense, yes, there is slavery, which obviously any decent country would strive to combat, to rescue these people. No one should be enslaved. And that's, you know, the Republic of Ireland, the United Kingdom, likewise. Republic of Ireland happens very, very little. I wish it didn't happen at all. And the guards are doing their best to combat this, to emancipate those. It's illegal, and the government vigorously tries to stamp it out. Unfortunately, like most crimes, you can never completely defeat it, which is completely different from when the government is doing it. It's completely systemic, as in the so-called People's Democratic Republic of North Korea or the People's Republic of China. So it was a bogus basis to do this, introduce these tariffs, which he rescinded a few months ago. Really, it was just on his ideological basis, this ignorant madcap notion that somehow free trade is bad. So President Donald J. Trump said that the human rights system of the United Nations is not credible. Now, there is some merit in what he says, insofar as even the worst tyrannies can be on the Human Rights Committee. And, you know, something like China is got a permanent seat in the United Nations Security Council. And indeed, the US does. And obviously, in the US, it's not as bad as in China. We have this immigration and citizenship, whatever, enforcement agency going around murdering unarmed people, arresting all sorts of people, including American citizens, on the basis they may not be American, particularly if they're not white, and so on. Okay, so the United States government doesn't like Volker Türk being appointed the United Nations human rights chief. I remember when Mary Robinson was a UN human rights chief, the United States did not like that because she did her job without fear, without favor. Now she's a socialist. I'm against her on many issues. You know, formerly our president, but she was right when she denounced the United States when it deserved it, denounced Israel and many other countries, and so on. And the French have rightly criticized what's been happening in the United States. And, you know, Trump, he said he would like bring back far worse than waterboarding. He didn't, but he's openly said that torture is a good thing. He's murdered people, and I use that word advisedly, murdered people in the Caribbean, on the basis that there might be drug dealers, it's no proof, whatever, they're drug dealers, whatever, probably innocent fishermen, kidnapping from the President Maduro of Venezuela. He has abetted the mass murder of civilians in Gaza. He has murdered civilians in Iran, including 120 little girls blown up in their school. Thousands of civilians killed in Lebanon and Iran without actually declaring war, on a completely bogus basis, an illegal war of unprovoked aggression. It's staggering, it's sickening that then he would have the temerity to preach to us about human rights. But anyway, so in Geneva, in that United Nations office, the French ambassador correctly said, the United States used to be a beacon of human rights, not anymore. Today it stands alongside North Korea, Nicaragua, Mali, and Russia, isolated in the world, no longer listens to it. End of the quotation. Now, it's not true that the US is in the same camp with North Korea, which are the most tyrannical countries in the world. But yeah, the situation is bad. I mean, the last country in the world to outlaw the death penalty, the last out of 193 UN member states, the last one was the United States. You might think it's North Korea, you might think it's Turkmenistan, it's not, it's the United States. It's not till the Obama era, and that wasn't even the US Congress. The Republicans kept voting that down. It was the United States Supreme Court said that. And as President Obama said, it was an extremely embarrassing. How on earth could the US preach to other countries about human rights when it didn't put its own house in order? So Volker Türk said that he was deeply troubled by the way things were going in the United States. Look at any of these deaths in custody or even people released, you know, at night in the cold on the street, miles from home, who don't speak English, who then die before they get home and so on. So the United States and nine other UN member states voted against Türk being reappointed to his office, but those include Mali, Nicaragua, Israel, North Korea, and Russia, 144 voted in favor. Now, it's someone's right to be in the minority. Okay, so the United States says it's disappointing, not surprising, and how France deflects on its shameful vote to coddle some of the worst human rights abusers. Close quotation. I don't think France is coddling the worst human rights abusers, but, you know, I know obviously many countries have got bad chapters in their past. There were numerous French atrocities in Algeria in the 1950s. You go further back to the slave trade and so on. But, you know, in recent decades, it's pretty good, apart from the small matter of the mass murder of little children. Okay. France voted for someone who's been lecturing free sovereign democracy like the United States, the UK and Israel, while cozying up to the world's worst oppressors. Close quotation. Well, I mean, okay, the United States is democratic, but that doesn't mean there are no human rights abuses there. You can still have demagoguery. These abuses are often very popular amongst the abusers. The United Kingdom were criticized, you know, somewhat, not too severely. All right, got to be big enough to take that. There might be some validity to it. Israel is a democratic one, obviously illegally occupies all these people in the West Bank. The illegally occupied people are second-class citizens. They pursue these frankly racist policies, apartheid against them, having to drive cars with different color registration plates to identify them. Palestinians ruled by martial laws, not even their own army. Israelis there, the Israeli illegal immigrants ruled by Israeli civilian law. So you see it's a two-tier system. So Israel is a terrible oppressor. The free country, well, not free for those that illegally occupies a sovereign. I suppose it is sovereign. But, you know, all countries are sovereign. So with a democratic dictatorship, sometimes the right to castigate them and so on. So Dan Negra, the U.S. Deputy Ambassador, says the U.S. is a beacon of liberty for the world. Well, I mean, might do in terms of free expression, but not many other things. Although if you call out the genocide in Gaza and you're a foreign student, you may well be deported. Okay, so Negrea said, we will not be affording them the benefit of listening to their politicized drivel when they renounce their condescending and disrespectful rhetoric and behave in a manner commensurate with their seat on this council. So he said, well, politicized, I mean, human rights are a political issue. And there are political judgments about this. Ideally, you do it with non-selectivity. But, you know, what human rights are varies. Does the right to life, does that include children in utero or not? Now, it's very blatant to me that it does, but there are many demagoguing politicians who claim that it's not. Does the right to life, is that consistent with capital punishment or not? And I suppose that's a political judgment and so forth. What should we do about this? Should we suspend countries in the United Nations or sanction them or expel them or impose fines or what? You see, this is where it gets into a political question. If you call it politicized, that doesn't delegitimize what went before. It's condescending. I don't think so, really. It's the US which gratingly asserts its own supposed moral superiority, its much vaunted love of liberty, and is often based on ignorance and disrespect and willful myopia. So Jérôme Bonnafont, the United Nations, the French ambassador of the United Nations, he criticized the walkout and he said, the United Nations was created with the goal of working towards international peace, security, human rights, and development. All of that forms the spirit in which France works in the United Nations to preserve this institution and its independence, its ability to act in service of the Charter, and to act in service of human rights and peace. So yeah, anyway, well done. So I concur with him. You know, the United States is closer to slavery than the European Union. France, for example, these countries have more workers' rights, more paid time off, more rights in terms of, health and safety at work, and also a minimum wage. The US federal minimum wage is only a recommendation. It's not legally binding. And some states have a minimum wage, and many do not. And so that's close to wage slavery, when it's just unlivable. That is exploitation. So if anything, Trump should sanction himself. Anyway, do what you can to work for human rights. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecannon7@gmail.com. Goodbye.